With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. They battled in different parts of Georgia today, both President Biden and former President Donald Trump, holding rallies in the Peach State, considered by many to be critical to winning in November. Addressing some supporters in the city of Rome, Mr. Trump telling them the media misrepresent his popularity with GOP voters.
You know, they always like to say, two very unpopular people are running. I'm not unpopular. I'm at 92 or 94% in the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was at 86%. It's fake news. These are fake news people.
The new study says women remain underrepresented in state legatures. Now, 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their respective state legislators. The Rutgers Center for Women in Politics says Virginia is at the bottom of that list, having just 16 women in its 134-member legislature. That's about 12%. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate approving that $460 billion package of spending bills at a time to meet the deadline for avoiding a shutdown of many agencies.
The measure has already passed the House. It now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers have been negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an attempt to have all federal agencies fully funded by the March 22nd deadline.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Boeing acknowledges in a letter to Congress it cannot find records for work done on a door panel that blew out of an airline's flight over Oregon 2 months ago. This is SRN News. Christians today offering their views on America's immigration problem.
According to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, majorities of white Catholics and Protestants consider that the big influx at the U.S.-Mexican border is a crisis for the United States. Meanwhile, only about 3 in 10 black Protestants say it's a crisis. About 70% of white Catholics and evangelicals believe that immigration policies that make it easy for migrants to stay in the U.S. is a major reason for the large numbers of migrants trying to cross the border. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Wesleyan church and a nonprofit in Ohio teaming up to offer faith-based after-school art programs. The goal of Good City is to engage youth and families with arts, technology, and the gospel. It is especially aimed at kids whose parents may not be able to afford or accommodate extracurricular learning experiences. This is SRN News. America's muscle car culture. Well, it'll go right on.
As the country transitions to electric vehicles, the gas-powered performance car will last for at least a few more years. Dodge has unveiled two battery-powered versions of the Charger muscle car that will still roar like a big V8 engine but not emit pollution from the tailpipe. However, the Stellantis performance brand will keep selling a gas-powered Charger as well, with a six-cylinder engine instead of the big Hemi V8. The factory that manufactures them will be able to flex between gasoline and electric depending on consumer demand. John Scott reporting.
It is that time of the year again. Some people hate it, others love it. Most people really don't care one way or the other. But we'll remind you, for most of the nation, daylight saving time returns in the morning at 2 o'clock local time. Set the clocks ahead 1 hour. More details at SRNNews.com.